There's evidence of inter-party working or inter-departmental working. That's sadly lacking in most aspects of government life here. And I hope that continues on because it's vitally important to ensure that all voices are heard, and especially for a sector that makes us such a large part of our society as well, but is largely hidden and not seen and not noticed by us, unfortunately, as policymakers as well. Like, you know, and it's interesting, like, from that committee meeting, that 24% of people with disabilities have difficulty even accessing their ability to vote, and 52% who have postal votes have difficulty even using that, and then 55% have difficulty even contacting a public representative. And of course, I have a role, and all of us have a role in making sure that that's possible and we're more accessible to people. And I'll be working to make sure that is the case. But I think there's a lot that the government can do, and I'm glad to see that you are making progress on that. But I think that needs to continue on and it needs to be strengthened, because we have to make politics accessible, and the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability outlines that as well, and I think that's vitally important. Thank you.
And I suppose, just following on from where you talk about the UNC, and to be fair to Minister O'Brien and his team, have actually worked to ensure that access to polling would be one of the very main barriers to be removed. But also now we need to be ambitious and move beyond it and encourage people to participate in the electoral process, whether it be at a council level, whether it is at a Dáil or a Seanad, to have their voices heard.